of Republican colleagues arguing that civic discourse is dying. On Wall Street, back to a rally. The Dow right now is up 197 points. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump is on his way back from the NATO summit, which ended on a testy note for the U.S. and Canada.
President Trump calling Justin Trudeau two-faced after the Canadian Prime Minister was caught on camera joking about the president's interactions with reporters.
I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it.
The president suggesting Trudeau was responding to American pressure for Canada to spend more on defense. The prime minister...
We had a great meeting yesterday.
...insisting all is well.
The relationship between Canada and the United States is extremely strong, and I have a very good relationship with President Trump and his team.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The president canceled what had been planned as a closing news conference at the end of the summit. The state of Minnesota announces a lawsuit against the nation's leading maker of e-cigarettes and vaping products.
State Attorney General Keith Ellison says the suit against Juul Labs alleges creation of a public nuisance and violation of state consumer protection laws,
including consumer fraud, deceptive trade practices, unlawful trade practices, and false advertising.
The suit comes weeks after Governor Tim Walz listened to students' concerns about vaping and its health risks. He says Juul will put up a fight, but he guarantees the state will fight back.
You can hire your attorneys. You will have your day in court, but we will bring the righteous justice of the state of Minnesota down on Juul.
The CDC says nationally at least 47 people have died from illnesses related to vaping. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A lockdown scare at Jackson State University in Mississippi, where there had been reports of an active shooter. University officials now say a non-student was shot in the leg by a single shooter who was also not a student. The injury described as non-life-threatening. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's KevinWallRadio.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
On a gloomy, gloomy, I guess is the best word I can describe this. Gloomy day in southern Nevada. We got a forecast for snow tonight in Ely. We've got more winter weather coming for northern Nevada, and a lot of people say, "Man, this is like living in Seattle." Let's find out if the weather is better in of all places. Indian Wells, because Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. And Jim, the weather any better there than it is here?
Good morning, Kevin. No, it is raining. It's rained off and on since the day before Thanksgiving. Today's the last day, and they say we're clear through Christmas, but it's a little chilly and rainy, just like where you are.
Monsoon season is here. Jim, let me just ask you, I know that a lot of people have been talking about these impeachment hearings that began today. They're going to continue on through the next couple of weeks. They hope to have articles of impeachment voted on by December 20th, right before Christmas. Most people, most right-minded people, don't believe that's going to happen. But your thoughts on what you've heard so far from Jonathan Turley and a whole bunch of other legal eagles. It's almost like a constitutional law class.
Well, except only one of the people knows what they're talking about. Three of the people on there are just spewing out their opinions, and they're getting out the hatred that they have for Donald Trump, but they're not spewing any facts or anything to support an impeachment. Jonathan Turley is picking them apart. He's letting them know that, you know, you go down this road, this is a road that's never been traveled before and probably never will be traveled again, and you're going to lose more than half the country just by traveling down this road. These people have no legs to stand on what they're saying. It's just their opinion, especially this lady. She's just screeching her hatred towards Trump, but that doesn't constitute impeachment evidence.
Well, and again, the lack of fact evidence began really with the 2 weeks of hearings, the House Intelligence Committee. No more fact witnesses are out there. So is this it? I mean, is this all we're going to get?
I don't think there's going to be an impeachment vote before Christmas because Nancy Pelosi is as big a whack job as she is. She's not stupid. She didn't get where she is by not knowing the ins and outs of the political process. And she's got to see that this is political suicide for the Democrats. So I think she's going to probably put the brakes on this thing, which she wanted to do at the very beginning, but she got so much pressure from her constituents that she had to let it go forward. And picking Adam Schiff was probably not the right guy to run this thing because he's considered the most unethical liar in Congress. But I have to say, the Republicans caused this. They had control of the House and the Senate for 2 years, and they did not do a thing. If they would have at least accomplished something in those 2 years, we wouldn't have lost the House, and we wouldn't be going through this.
Well, again, the fact that in the Senate they did not have a filibuster-proof majority meant that a lot of stuff got stalled as soon as it got to the Senate. Mitch McConnell was unable to bring it forward. Let me just ask you, though, on another front, this whole notion of moving the needle. I call it moving the needle, where we, you know, are people in Indian Wells, in people, are people in southern Nevada or in SoCal, are they going to demand that Congress do something that actually helps them? I'm talking about prescription drugs, infrastructure, roads, bridges, things like that. Are we going to, as a community, are we going to come together and demand that these Democrats do something?
I don't think they will because I don't think the Democrats really care what we think. They just want to do their own thing, and they're going to keep going. I don't think anything will be accomplished, and I don't think the needle has been moved on people's perception of Trump after this charade either. I think the people, I can't imagine anybody who's a Trump supporter changing their mind because of all of these hearings. And probably most of the people who are not Trump supporters probably feel the same way. But the independents, they're looking at this and saying, this is crazy. And I think that the Democrats are digging themselves a big hole, especially with the African-American population. I think it's going to be a record turnout for Trump in 2020 with the African-American population.
Again, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Jim Yoder joining us. I found it interesting, and maybe it's coincidence, maybe it's just the way it came down. The fact that Gavin Newsom announced over the weekend he was heading to Iowa and New Hampshire to help Kamala Harris. Well, unfortunately, Kamala Harris is done. She's out. She told her people yesterday that she's dropping her race. Is that coincidence or is there something else in play here?
Timing is everything, isn't it?
I love that. Coming to help you. Don't bother. Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe she realized just how much help he would not be. This guy has California is so crazy. The Democrat legislature in the state of California has passed 2,600 legislative actions this year alone without any Republican input. They just ran them on through, and none of them have been helpful to the population. So that's what Gavin Newsom will accomplish. But yes, Gavin Newsom is running for president. And frankly, there's a lot of people here that think he's going to win. I don't think he has a chance, but once the nation gets a hold of him, but stranger things have happened. We have elected other people that I couldn't imagine being elected. But as far as Kamala Harris, I think she's one of the amongst a group of phonies, she's one at the top of the list. I mean, they don't come any more fake than Kamala Harris, in my opinion.
Let me ask you, why did she fail? Was it a matter of kind of a human nothing burger or something different? Or was it policy?
What is her policy? Her policy changes with the wind. She's so inauthentic. She has no policy. She has no basis, in fact, for any of her positions. She just goes from one position to the next if she feels like it's going to do her a good thing in that particular venue that she happens to be in that particular day. I mean, she just has no basis in her life at all that I can see. And so people saw that, and she just was uninteresting. She didn't bring anything to the table, but neither do any of these other people up there. I don't see who's going to be the candidate for the Dems, and whoever is, they're going to get filleted by Trump in the debates.
Tom Steyer has announced that he has made the December 19th debate in Loyola Marymount in L.A. and I don't know what it means, but it also shows that he has reached, I believe, 5 or 6% here in Nevada. He's run a ton of ads here in Nevada. I don't know what he's running out in SoCal, but he's running a ton of ads here in Southern Nevada. Is Steyer for real or is he flavor of the month?
I think he's flavor of the month. He has nothing to offer either, other than the fact that he's this anti-coal guy. But the fact of the matter is, all this money that he is spending on these ads, he got from the coal industry. That's where he made all of his money. So he's one of the bigger hypocrites among all the hypocrites. So I think once that gets exposed a little more, he'll be dead in the water just like all the other ones will be.
Give me your sense of where we are. We've got more debates coming up December 19th, Loyola Marymount. And there is a serious question as to whether Julian Castro and others are going to still be around even by the 19th, because they're all running out of money.
Julian Castro is still running?
Yep.
No, I'm just joking. I mean, you never hear about these guys. They're all running out of money because the Democratic pool is drying up. I mean, the Democrats are getting drowned by the Republicans in the pool of money. The DNC doesn't have any money. They're essentially bankrupt. And so all these other candidates are following suit. So none of them are getting any money. And I think by February or March, you're going to be down to two or three candidates at best.
Want to ask you about the president. He's every day there's a different revelation. Now they're talking impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And yet the president goes to London. And now we understand next week he's going to go to Pennsylvania, another battleground state and a state he needs to win. The president seems unfazed by any of this impeachment stuff. He is just counterpunching, counterpunching, counterpunching.
Trump's a winner. He's just a winner. He does his job. He does what he was hired to do, and he does it the right way. All these people that criticize Trump have never accomplished anything in their lives. They don't know what the business world is like, therefore the real world. And so they just have to take jabs at him. They don't like his personality. They don't like the way he phrases things. And so they want to mock him, just like these guys in at Buckingham Palace yesterday. It was Macron and Trudeau and Boris Johnson and Princess Anne having a little seance there mocking Trump because of what he told Macron about, you know, accepting these ISIS fighters back into France. And he chastised Trudeau for not paying his 2% fair share into NATO for the defense. So they're sitting there mocking him while Trump is over there working. And that's just what, you know, winners are out winning and the losers are out mocking the winner. That's all it is. And it's the same in our society, all these people mocking Trump. He's doing a great job for the country. All he's doing is looking out for the country. And that's what he's being paid to do.
And by the way, I want to follow up because I want to make sure I heard it right. You claim that Gavin Newsom is running for president. Are you talking about in this election cycle or is this like 4 years hence?
Oh, on down the line. No, not this election cycle. But in his mind, he's running for president. All these moves he's making now where he goes to South America and he's trying to get a national presence, that's for him on down the line running for president. I look to see him throw his hat in the ring in 2024.
Wow. Jim Yoder, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again, hopefully before the holidays. And you have yourself a wonderful one. We will talk at a later date.
Hey, good talking to you, Kevin. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. There you have it. Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Yeah. Gavin Newsom for president in 2024. Ooh, that's a scary thought. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. I had MRIs, x-rays. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain in my shoulder, it went away. In fact, I've canceled my scheduled shoulder surgery. Supposed to have it later this month. Now, you don't have to live with chronic pain, regardless of why you have the chronic pain. Auto accidents, burns, broken bones, disc injuries, edema. It doesn't matter. You don't have to live with the chronic pain anymore. Make the pain go away. Call my friends at PIBCOA. Ask for summer. 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. PIBCOA. Yeah, yeah. The Pain Injury Brain Center of America right here in Las Vegas. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It's kind of murky looking outside as we continue Live and Local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it now. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. I've been dealing with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. For many months now, I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I first discovered PIBCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA 702-546-8767 or stop by their Las Vegas office at 7390 West Sahara Avenue. That's 702-546-8767.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty Health Share. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you've been following this the way I've been following this, and it's really terrible when you get off, you come out of the what I call the HIB, the holiday information bubble. Yeah. And it gets really nasty. I want you to hear from Michael McFaul. He is the former U.S. ambassador to Russia. This is Cut 3. And he's on with Donnie Deutsch and Nicole Wallace on. And they were trashing. They were trashing my buddy Tucker Carlson. Listen to this.
And I know there's a big difference between Republicans in office and their echo chamber on TV. But Tucker Carlson is at it again, saying that he's with Russia. We can talk about how that lands here. How does that land in Ukraine?
It's deeply disturbing for Ukrainians. I was just talking to some this morning about it. Not Tucker Carlson, but this general notion that they're siding with Russia. Somehow Tucker Carlson forgot that Russia annexed territory in Ukraine. We fought a war called World War II to stop annexation in Europe. So this amnesia about our history is scary. And to say that, well, if we're going to be in a conflict between Russia and Ukraine, I want to side with Russia. But, you know, it's not just bad for our policy towards Ukraine. It's bad for our policy towards Europe as a whole. And it's deeply ahistorical. And by the way, I don't need to tell you, Nicole, that has nothing to do with Republican Party traditions. It used to be, back not too long ago, President George W. Bush stood up for American values and American security around the world. Ronald Reagan did that. What happened to Tucker Carlson? He used to work at the Weekly Standard, if I don't forget. Where did he go wrong? Maybe because the winds have blown in a different way. And while I bring up the Bush administration, I think we need to hear from the most senior people in the Bush administration. I miss President Bush's voice. I would like to hear more from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. We need those people to weigh in, because the Republican Party people weighing in right now have forgotten about these basic facts about national security.
Why do we even dignify Tucker Carlson? He's a blowhard.
Well, I think we
Who the hell is Tucker Carlson?
Well, I think because around the world, you see someone that in this country has a lot of viewers saying, not even tiptoeing around it. I mean, saying, I'm with Russia against Ukraine.
But he does have 3 and 4 million viewers, but let's not forget he's a blowhard, he's ignorant, and he's a putz.
And he's a putz. He's a putz with 4 million viewers. And that's about 4 million more than MSNBC. That was Donnie Deutsch, by the way. Another nothing happening New York PR guy, along with Michael McFaul, the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, and of course Nicole Wallace, one of the anchors on MSNBC. Coming up, Cassie Smedley, Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. Why is it the closer we get to impeachment, the larger the appeal of the president is to voters? His numbers keep going up, not down. We'll get to that and more coming up, live and local. Now,
you know, it's just your foolish pride. Lay low. You got me on my knees. Lay low. I beg you, darling, please. Lay low. Darling, won't you hear my heart? I tried to give you consolation. And you're a man who let you down.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
All Wall Street stocks are higher in afternoon trading on renewed optimism over U.S.-China trade talks. And General Motors is laying off more than 800 workers as it converts its Detroit Hamtramck plant to an electric vehicle facility. The workers are not facing layoffs in the true sense of the word. They will be relocated as the automaker retools the plant. Now, a source telling Fox Business that the news came as a surprise to the United Auto Workers, which represents the staffers. And when it comes to credit card debt, Southerners were more likely to splurge than other parts of the country. Out of the top 10 states with the highest amount of credit card debt, 9 were southern states. The only geographical outlier on the list was New Mexico, which came in tops, racking up the most debt when compared to its median household income. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. History lessons on the Hill today from experts at the first House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing.
Louis XIV, who was a bit of a recidivist when it came to bribes, gave Charles II a huge amount of money.
That's Professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University, who believes that impeachment might be premature. Another witness, also talking monarchs.
The president has attacked each of the Constitution's safeguards against establishing a monarchy in this country.
UNC Law School Professor Michael Gerhart is one of 3 constitutional experts recommending impeachment.
Fox's Jared Halpern. And some changes could be coming to Virginia, which is taking steps toward dropping requirements that and pay part of their premiums. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Trish Regan from Fox Business. My first investment? Baseball cards at the age of 7. And now I am on the front lines of history.
I'm Lou Dobbs. When our government makes decisions, our very lives are at stake. And I'm invested in keeping America informed about it all.
I'm Kennedy. This is a country where we can speak our minds. And I'm invested in making sure people know what's going on so they can speak theirs.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
On a gloomy Wednesday here in Southern Nevada, good to have you with us. In fact, it's raining like crazy. I hear just across the street from McCarran International Airport. It's just awful. As you know, and it began right around 7 o'clock this morning, the House Judiciary Committee undertaking hearings on impeachment for the President of the United States. Cassie Smedley is the Deputy Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, and I had a chance to visit with her earlier. And one of the things I think we both agree about is that there's just not a lot of excitement surrounding this round of the impeachment hearings.
That's right. This is like, there's not enough caffeine in the world to get you through these hearings. This is like the world's longest college lecture. It takes you back, and there's nothing to be gained from this. Of course, none of these witnesses, quote unquote, are fact witnesses. None of them are having any direct contact with the administration, let alone any direct knowledge of the Ukraine call. These are basically three people who really enjoy the sound of their own voices. So no new information expected out of this today. Another day of Congress not getting the American people's priorities done, and instead spending time on their impeachment sham.
No infrastructure, no prescription drug prices, no health care reform, no immigration reform. Right. No nothing. So let me just ask you. Now, I know that you folks at the RNC use a lot of data points. You use a lot of polling and different things like that. Do you think the American people, who clearly were not moved by 2 weeks of the Schiff show, do you honestly believe that they're going to be moved by what you're seeing today?
Well, of course not. Yeah, as you noted at the beginning, this is not the moment to have your passions reignited about impeachment, because what you're seeing today in Jerry Nadler's hearing room is the furthest thing from any sort of big impeachment explosive moment. This is a very boring academic exercise today, of which no new evidence will be revealed, because these people have no ties to anything related to the administration or Ukraine, for that matter. At least in Adam Schiff's impeachment inquiry, you had people who were related to Ukraine who were speaking their opinions on hearsay. These people are so far removed from that. They're just observers who are reading the transcript the same as you and me, and reading press reports the same as you and me. The difference is here that at least two of the, quote, witnesses today have spent a good deal of time on Twitter and in their weekly columns in mainstream newspapers going after the president and talking about impeaching him as early as his election day. So, again, we just have biased witnesses who are just enjoying the sound of their voice, enjoying their moment in the sun, but there's not going to be a moment in this where you're going to discover some evidence all of a sudden, because not only does it not exist, these are certainly not the people who could find it.
Cassie Smedley is the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. Let me just ask you, when do Republicans get to go on the offensive? I know they're going to get their 45 minutes, and then we're going to go to 5-minute rounds. But at what point, not just in today's hearing, but in this process, at what point do Republicans and the president himself get to fight back?
Well, I think actually what you've seen by us being on offense is the president, that side-by-side, that glorious side-by-side of the president speaking to the press this morning about how he's gotten more countries to spend more money towards NATO, get closer to their 2%, or adding people to the 2% club, as he calls it. And juxtaposed next door, you've got the images of the judiciary hearing today, where they're just going to listen to a long lecture of academics. The fact that the president is going about his job and going about his daily responsibilities to the American people, the American taxpayer, the American voter, that is in and of itself an offensive move. And so while he continues to get the work done, continues to be a strong force on the world stage, and does it in front of the cameras, much to the chagrin of the other world leaders, that's the kind of transparency and work that I'm grateful for by president. So it's a different type of offensive play, because he doesn't even have to be on their field. He's running his own game, and that's what the American people see and appreciate. And certainly, as you noted, the polls reflect that, and it is reflected in our fundraising, in our large swath of volunteers who are coming to us, people we've never before known or been aware of, who are showing up saying, put me in, I'm ready to play. I'm so sick and tired of what the Democrats are doing. I'm tired of not getting my priorities addressed in Congress. I want to get this president reelected, and I want to get more people in Congress who are going to work with him.
I know the president loves going out on the road. Is he going to be out? I know he's done the NATO conference, and I understand that you have to do that. And that comes on the heels of his trip to Afghanistan. But is there going to come a point where the president's going to hit the road again and start with the rally speeches?
Definitely. Well, we know we've got one in Pennsylvania next week. There's one that I think will be announced in the Midwest a couple of days after that. And then who knows where he's going to turn up next. But you know he loves being out on the road. It's his most favorite thing to do. So I think he's got to get a couple of these obligations taken care of, like NATO and, of course, being with our troops. And then I expect we'll see a lot of him in states all over the country. I imagine yours is one of them. Because that's where he likes to be. And I think that's where he gets the pulse of the people, which helps reset him and remind him of the importance of the work that he's doing, despite what you might hear on the mainstream media day in and day out.
And my question is, are House Republicans going to continue to obstruct, with all of this impeachment stuff? Or is there going to come a point where they're going to have to sit down and start talking about infrastructure and drug prices and health care and immigration reform. I mean, eventually, don't they have to come back to the table and start legislating?
Well, you mean House Democrats who, yes, you would think so, if they have any desire to keep their jobs? Because here's what we know. There are 31 House Democrats in districts that Donald Trump won in 2016. And he didn't just win them by a little bit. In many cases, he won them by a lot. And in many cases, they were districts that hadn't voted for a Republican president in a long time, if really ever. So for them to go home, and their voters will inevitably say, make your case. Why should I vote for you again? And they say, well, I know I promised that I was going to work with the president. I know I promised I'd go there and work on trade and infrastructure and prescription drugs and the opioid epidemic. But instead, I cowed to my leadership and Nancy Pelosi, and I only spent my time working on this impeachment inquiry. But hey, reelect me. And then you've got President Trump, who's going to be in those same districts, who says, look at all the things I've accomplished, despite the fact that I don't have a Democrat Congress to work with. It's just a tough argument for those Democrat legislators to make. If they're smart, they'll try and get something done so they have something to write home about. But they're running out of time, and I just don't see their political vendetta against President Trump going anywhere. That seems to be their priority.
Hey, Cassie, Steny Hoyer already has said they're going to keep Congress in until at least December 20th, getting ready for Christmas, that they're going to keep the House in session. Is there anything that that the president or that Republicans should expect that they'll be able to do between now and then? Is there anything substantial other than impeachment that will be getting done?
Well, the reason they're staying in is because they didn't get all of their appropriations bills done. So, of course, they've got to negotiate their big end-of-year spending bill, the big Christmas tree that everything gets put into. So, you know, Congress loves a dramatic end to the new year so they can say, we stayed all night to get our work done. But the fact of the matter is the work won't be done. There are not enough hours in the day to get a basic list of accomplishments done. So this Congress will go out of this year having only managed to take up all the time on a baseless impeachment charade, and they will have nothing substantive to show for their efforts, not only there, but of course, in the legislative agenda, where all of the things that we've just discussed will still remain undone, unchecked.
I want to ask you about some politics stuff. Down in Georgia, the governor there has rebuffed the president, who wanted Doug Collins to move from the House to the U.S. Senate to replace Johnny Isakson. How big a loss is that for the president? And have we heard the last of this?
Well, of course, every state has their right to do what they want. And certainly the RNC, we don't get involved in that process. But when you look at Doug Collins on TV, he's having his moment here with the Judiciary Committee, really taking Jerry Nadler to task and making sure that this doesn't turn into another circus. So I think if Doug Collins chooses that he wants to throw his hat in the race down the road, he'll have every standing to do that. I'm not sure why the governor made the decision he made. I haven't, to be honest, been following all of it all that closely, but I think everybody will be just fine and Georgia will be just fine. And the eye on the prize for us is to make sure that that state is a nice red state, which we feel confident it will.
And Devin Nunes has sued. He's in the process of suing CNN $435 million. Do we know why yet or exactly what's behind this?
No, but if I had to guess, I'd say that he feels that he hasn't been given very fair coverage by them. But I think that it takes a stand at least in saying you can't just get away with reporting the way you, quote, report completely unchecked. Yes, we believe in a free press, but we also then have the right to call you out when we feel that we've been slandered. So I assume it's that direction because you certainly can't. Anybody, the most unbiased observer would not think that CNN has been kind to Devin Nunes the way that they haven't been kind to the president or virtually any other Republican. So I don't know where that case might go, but you can't blame a guy for being fed up.
$435 million. That might, you know, to most of us, that would be impossible to raise that kind of money. To the folks at CNN, it's probably walking around money. So we'll let it go at that. Cassie Smedley joining us, a Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. In our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about the impact of all this impeachment stuff. One might think, man, it makes raising money difficult or getting volunteers. But it seems as if the RNC has been energized by all this impeachment talk. Can you talk a little bit about the great October? I understand November is phenomenal as well, not just from a fundraising standpoint, but in all ways. Can you talk a little bit about the impact of this?
Certainly. Well, we know from the moment Nancy Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry. No, I'm sorry. From the moment the first day of the Schiff Show hearings back in October, in those first 30 or I'm sorry, I'm getting my dates all confused. I'm getting lost in the calendar. But the first days of those hearings, those first 72 hours, we raised over $15 million. But what I think is really important about that is that it came from small dollar donors, $30 or less. And those people immediately translated into volunteers, people who said, put me in, I will show up and protest outside my member of Congress's office, I'll make phone calls, I'll bring other people to the polls or to the rallies. And we've just seen this huge increase in enthusiasm, not just from a dollars point of view, but just from an engagement point of view. And every single time the Democrats go on TV and rail against our president and with these impeachment sham hearings, we see our coffers fill. Because that just tells you how fed up people are. And one more point on that is that a lot of these people are completely new to our database. Never before have they engaged in politics, let alone donated to a political entity or a politician. And that tells you the height of fed up that we all are with this, that we're so tired of Democrats just spending day in and day out going after our president instead of, like we've talked about, getting these things done. We've got a lot of important issues that we need to tackle that affect our lives. And for Congress to not be tackling those issues is hurting average everyday Americans, whether it's our farmers with USMCA and infrastructure and just the back and forth. I mean, how many of us, I wonder how many donations we got this weekend just from people driving on bad roads as they were traveling to their Thanksgiving travel. It's just an unconscionable state of affairs where we are right now, that we have a Congress so unwilling to do the work that they were sent there to do. But to that end, as you point out, it is emboldening us and motivating us and certainly giving us ample resources to make sure that we're getting the message out to voters. And you've also seen as a result, the president's approval rating is as high as it's ever been. And we're seeing that even amongst individual members of Congress as well. People are responding to people who want to get to work on behalf of the American people.
That's Cassie Smedley. Cassie is, she's like me, a former Kansas Cityan. She grew up in Kansas City, went to a Catholic girls' high school. I went to a Catholic boys' high school. So we're still buds. We're still buds after all these years. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people. But these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop,
Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Love it when we get to this final part of the show where we go to your phone calls. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, you tell us what matters to you. Normally we talk about stuff that is current, for instance, the House Judiciary Committee hearings. But if there's something else you want to talk about, that's okay too. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Still love your show. You do a fantastic job.
Thank you, sir.
Seems to me, you betcha, seems to me a lot of these Trump haters might want to look at their 401ks and their IRAs when they decide to vote against Trump.
Or your retirement nest egg, with the Dow up over, 27,000, 28,000, going back and forth. The question is, for most Americans, now again, 63 million voted for the president, 65 million voted for Hillary Clinton. Do you think the old adage, it's the economy stupid? You think that plays?
Well, I think that people who vote against Trump and put the Democrats in the House really hurt the country. And especially if someone is old and they're going to retire in the next 2 years, they might be hurting real bad if the Democrats have control.
Good point. Good point. If you do want to vote for the economy, then the vote has to be for the president. And that's why the Democrats, they know. They tried to scare us, 6 months ago, 8 months ago. We're on the verge of a recession. The dreaded R word, recession. That's crazy. That's crazy. Thanks for the call, Bob. You want to join us, you can. In fact, let's go back to the Coachella Valley. Go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, I missed the first half of the show, but I wanted to ask you if you could play some of that audio with Biden being all creepy and talking about kids grabbing his hair and his legs and kids jumping on his lap and cockroaches' legs. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, it was just bizarre. Do we still have that in the system? No? Okay. We may not have it. We may not be able to play it for you today, but I'll tell you what. I'll play it tomorrow. I'll play it tomorrow because it really is priceless. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be in or out of the race. He's tanking. And that video that Kellyanne Conway released from a 2017 event where he was dedicating some swimming pool. And he started waxing poetic about his, and he said, I'd love to have girls sit on my lap or something. It was really creepy. It was creepy Joe Biden, not sleepy Joe Biden. It's the Joe Biden we all love and hate. Tell you what, let's do. Robert, I got about 90 seconds. What's up, man?
This is an elderly lady, 93 years old. She said, why are they going after President Trump? It's because the Democrats have been making money on the side, under the table, for a long time, and President Trump is exposing that. And so now they're pissed off because they're upset because he's going to stop the illegal activity, the cash that they're making under the table. So that's why they're after him, because he's cutting off all the corruption. God bless the president, and they're a bunch of clowns, and he will win.
We'll find out. To be continued. That's going to do it for today. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I'm so excited. Also, we're counting down to the end of open enrollment, and that means we need to bring in some expert testimony. We'll do that. People that own businesses in healthcare, people that provide healthcare. Yeah, that's all tomorrow. Till we join you then. For our entire crew, for Ashley, for Mark, for Andrew, Paul, I want to say thank you to them. But most importantly, I want to say thank you to you for listening. I will tee it up again tomorrow, Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks. This is a fun.